is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady, never unforgettable, baby. Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Get started. This is Urbis Kareem. You can find me at foursightslife.com or either foursightslife.com on YouTube. Also, you know they can find me on a podcast, Urbis Kareem Speaks. Topic today, we're going to talk about, do you remember her? A lot of times we get caught up in self, get caught up in the world, get caught up in trying to make ends meet, that dollar bill, you know? You realize that This world is not no place for just freedom. And I wouldn't say this world. It just makes you feel like that when it comes to the Western side of the United States, it's not a lot of freedom to be who you are, spiritually, mentally. It's a lot of chaos going on all the time. But when it comes to a king, come to us black men, come across a queen, come across her, changes everything. Once we get past the physical and we realize we need her, and you hope she needs you, hope she realizes that she needs you. But when it comes to yourself, knowing that I need me someone that can love me unconditionally, unadulteratedly, love me more in ways that I can't even describe, I need that. Just like I need an ice cold water, glass of water on a hot summer day. When you realize you need her, find her, man, it's feel good. Let me share when I met her for the first time. Queen I've been married to for over 20 years. I remember when I first met her. It was moments here and there that we met. But when I actually laid my eyes on her for the very first time, it hit different. Hearing from her, talking to her through passing, but I never really seen her. So I remember when I laid eyes on her, she was in the choir stand, sitting there, chocolate. And I could tell, this was a small church, me going to this small church for the very first time, because my parents invited me. And I was sitting right next to my little brother. My little brother didn't go that often, but he heard I was going, so he wanted to make sure he saw me, and he was around me. We could just hang out. You know how it is. We had to go get into some things right after church. But I came here the first time to meet some people. Found out I had family here. Cousins, aunties, uncles, and people that just was just some downright good people. You know how it is when you go into a church setting, that it's not really religion, it's more love than anything else. They're not hitting you with all these Bible scriptures and busting you upside your head like a Bible thumper. So I'm asking my brother, hey, look, man, tell me about everybody up in here, because I'm in a state and point in my life now. I was at a place in my life now. My brother didn't know that I was tired. I was 28 years old, and my life changed mentally, and I wanted something different. I wanted to see if I can get some help through this situation that we call the matrix, workforce, trying to get a 9-to-5, a degree, certificate, trying to get an edge so we could have some things. I didn't know what she had. All I knew is I needed somebody. So I asked around, who in that choir stand? What about her? He said, that's a cousin. What about her? That's another cousin. What about her? She's a distant girl. I'm like, is it anybody in here that's not related to me? And he pointed at two. And one of them was my queen that I have today. I said, I heard about her, and I know she is looking for a husband. I don't need that right now. I don't want that right now. That's not for me right now. That didn't stop the forces that was to be. What's going to be is what's going to be. What's for you is for you, and you can't really stop it. And sometimes you forget. You got to remember how it happened. So I remember seeing her. She didn't lock no eyes. It wasn't one of those things. But after the service was over, I shook her hand. And I said, I know who you are. She knew who I was. And I was smiling. We didn't even exchange no numbers. Matter of fact, we did. We exchanged numbers. And I didn't call her. And then I showed up again for Bible study because my mom asked me to go. And I came and I saw her again sitting there peacefully, being godly. Don't know really who she is, but I'm being careful because when they say they're godly, they're not always godly. But man, she had some type of inner peace over her aura. That was perfect, in perfection, that was unmatched, innocent, sweet, kind. And I knew that this is a type of woman that you don't just pass through. Keep it moving. She different. Be careful allowing her to come into your life. So I didn't. Just spoke to her again in passing and kept moving. Didn't call her. Because I knew if I called her, I needed that in my life. But I didn't know want her to know I needed that in my life, which was peace. But they say, peace that surpasses all understanding. I didn't get it when I was young. But I knew that peace is powerful. You need that. It hits different in your life when you allow it to come in your life. So someone had a party. It was actually her party. And I was invited to it. Not knowing I was somewhat being set up just to be around and see if they can make something at the right time happen for the right time. And it so happened to did. It did. I think we met up at some restaurant, one of her favorite restaurants. Everybody ate. They had to sit in different places, church members and whatnot, at the restaurant. It was mainly the young people celebrating her birthday. And I remember after it was over with, the eating and was over, I was leaving. And so was she. And I wanted to make sure I get in my ride and just get going. But I felt her. I felt her aura. I felt her energy. It was different. It was very, 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 very powerful. I couldn't resist no more. I remember that I could not resist that force of her sweet, kind energy that was just... It's hard to describe, but it was the peace I've been looking for. The peace that was missing and also peace that I needed. I knew this was what I was looking for. So man, after she was leaving, I said to her, she said, what are you waiting on is what she said. You headed out, you going home? And I said, nah. I was waiting for you. Because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how I was going to approach her. But I knew I was kind of like, you know what? This force is so strong. You need to say something to her. And that moment, I saw her. That moment, I saw her. And I said, I gotta say something. And she said something to me. What are you waiting on? I don't know how that happened. She just so happened to say something to me on her way out. And I said, first thing that came to my mind, I've been waiting on you. And she thought I was talking about, I was waiting on her that moment to walk her out or something. She didn't know I meant I've been waiting on you my whole life. I've been waiting on you. So once that was said, she said, well, won't you call me sometime? And I called her as soon as I got home. I didn't waste no time. It wasn't about no praying, planning it just right. I didn't have no issue with maybe talking to people and getting women's attention. I didn't have no issue in that department. But this one was different this time. It was like she was meant for me. I know she was meant for me, and I wanted to make sure I didn't miss that opportunity and I said the right things so it would come at the right moment. So I called her and we talked for a long time. You know those individuals that you actually have in your life and you have a conversation with them and it just doesn't go away, and you just have to keep calling them and calling them. And when you call them for the first time, you know that this is something different. You have a deep, serious connection. And we went out for the first time. It was like a double date with her friends and the whatever. Her friend and her boyfriend and me and her for the first time. And when we went somewhere, it was a place called Dave and Buster's. It really wasn't that great. Played with her, someone she knew, and her friend's boyfriend, played some pool. After that was over, I said, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, man. And I asked her, I said, you wanna get out of here, mom? She said, yeah. I said, well, you know, you're hungry. She said, yeah, I can eat. Don't you like what people say? Yeah, I can eat. So we went out somewhere. She like, hey, I got a favorite place I like to go. It's like a burger that I like. I said, oh, is that right? Where's that at? It's at Carl's Jr.'s. And it's right over there. We can just go over there. I'm like, cool. First date, and I don't have to spend a lot of money. Oh, man, she definitely different. Wow, I'm cool with that. So we went there, and she had some Western Stars Western Bacon Burger. That was her favorite. I think it is still to this day when, you know, if she ever goes there, will he eat meat like that no more? But man, we talked. And it didn't matter what the conversation was about. To this day, I really don't remember. I know we were sharing about our lives and our past and what we went through, and we were just being as honest as possible. And she told me that I had never been around a man or on a date with someone that was so honest and so open and so straightforward. I have to get you to know you better. That's what she wanted. And we talked for hours till it closed. Then we got in the car and talked for hours till it was past the a.m. Then we departed and got home. We talked. We both fell asleep. That conversation went on like that for the next, I don't know, few weeks. And that was it from there. We were an item. That's why I asked you, do you remember her? Do you remember the first time you met him? Do you remember how it felt when you had that first deep moment and nothing else mattered but them? Butterflies, before all the pain and the realness and this and that, before that came, and I want to make sure you don't do this and you can't do that and be careful how you talk to me. I didn't like the way you looked. I didn't like the way you said this or said that. Before all that happened, do you remember how and what she meant to you? He meant to you. Do you remember that? The forces that came together at that moment in time, nobody could tell you nothing. You just knew. You just knew. And nobody could come between that. No man, no woman, nothing could tear you apart. To the point you decided to have even a better great union than that and make it official. You can't let the troubles of the world tear down what was brought together to be greatness. What happened to remembering what you shared? Huh? This wasn't an accident. This was just more than your thoughts and her thoughts. This was divine. And then the world, the ways of the world, especially United States, comes through and it tears it all apart. And you end up forgetting what happened, how you became to be. You forget. You go through so much torment and pain. It is no more joy. It's more pain. It's none of that. It's more rainy days than sunny days. Sometimes you start looking for it to rain so you can actually calm the storm. Huh? Did you catch that? I just want you to understand that love chose you. You didn't choose love. Make sure you understand that there is moments in your life that you have to remember who you are and what you need. It's always time, and it's always best to be selfless and not selfish. All about love. Because God is love, and love is God. And you are created in that image. Walk in your actual spirit. Walk in your greatness. Selfless. It's all about L-O-V-E.